The redistricting process takes place every 10 years after the latest federal census. In the first state, the lines for new legislative districts are drawn by state lawmakers, and that's happening later this year because of a delay in federal census data. Claire Snyder-Hall is the director of Common Cause Delaware, a progressive lobbying group. Snyder-Hall says having public input into the drawing of maps is vital.
The problem is that sometimes legislators, when they draw the lines, their primary focus is advancing their own interests, either the interests of the majority party that controls the redistricting process, or they want to protect incumbents. So lines are drawn in a way that advantages elected officials instead of being drawn in a way that allows communities to stay together and have a voice in deciding who represents them.
That's why Common Cause and other groups are focused on identifying communities of interest, places where a group of people may share common issues or have similar cultures. Ensuring those are identified and shared with lawmakers helps ensure their voices are heard by one lawmaker and not five. The General Assembly plans to hold a public information session in late September with an overview of the process and timeline. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.